This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so many of you guys know one of my kids is 18. The other kid is 15. Both of them are royal pains in the butt. They have the biggest attitudes, right? They act like they don't need their mama anymore. Ah, fine. It's okay. You know, I don't need that. For me to get through my day, I don't need to feel like I'm needed by my kids. See, now that I teach at Toro University, Nevada. I teach at a university, medical students, I could get my motherly fix there. You know, students wished me a happy Mother's Day. Students say, oh, I need you, Dr. Wax. So it's fine. If my kids don't need me, they don't need me. But the problem is I got an 18-year-old. And this kid is going to have to get a job. I'm hoping he continues through his schooling. He plans to go to college, right? In the fall. I worked 3 part-time jobs while going to college, but we're not going to make him do that. Okay, we understand he's not super me. Okay, I was one of those workaholic freaks, you know. Yeah, I can't expect that of him. But he's actually looking for a job this summer. Okay, now me and younger brother made fun of him. You know, how's he going to do the interviews, right? You know, because we know my son. Okay, I have never seen interview Stone. Stone is my son. Love him to death. He's a smart guy. Pretty funny. But I, you know, knowing him at home, you know, can you pick up your dirty underwear? What? Leave it alone. Can you take your brother to school? Gosh, Mom. You know, so I'm a little freaked out that he has job interviews. And how's he going to portray himself? I really just don't see my son sitting there going, oh, absolutely, I am a team player, and anything you need me to do, I will do. If you want me to be there from 8 to 5, I will be there from 7 to 6. I just don't see him saying that, okay? Now, somebody could say, well, you know what? He could lie. Everybody lies during their interviews. Can he lie? He's not a good liar. He really is, and he's just not. And so I don't think he's going to lie through an interview. I don't think he's going to tell them that he'll be there before his shift is there. I don't think he's going to tell them that he'll work the job with 2 people. I just don't see him doing that. Now, I'd like to school him on how to get through an interview and, you know, make yourself look like, you know, somebody that that corporation wants. But when I bring it up, it's like, Mom, please. Nobody interviews like that. Are you kidding me? Having had tons of jobs, interviewing students for medical school, you're telling me that, wow. Okay, you know what? You're on your own. You are on your own. So if I don't get a job, so it's okay. I can spend time with my friends. You see how they do it? See, so I have a real vested interest in getting a job. So what I decided to do was yesterday I was actually off work. I did my show. And I actually had the afternoon off. It was really nice. So I decided to go to the bank. I never have time to go to the bank. I mean, the banks are only open Monday through Friday. So having a day off, I was like, oh, my gosh, right? So I decided to take him to the bank for him to get a checking account. Why? Because nowadays, if you get a job, a lot of them do direct deposit. They don't just hand you a paycheck. They direct deposit. So I'm like, he needs a checking account. Mom, do we have to? We do. So I take him to a bank where he has a savings account. And this is where I'm a little shaken up here, okay? The bank's a nice bank. Really nice. People there, it wasn't a teller. It was one of those banks where you sit down at a desk. So we're sitting at a desk, and he has money in savings that we've saved up for years. And I would throw $50 here, $100 here. He had a bar mitzvah, so he has a couple grand from that, from family. And so, you know, he has a little bitty savings, okay? I sit down and I ask him, you know, what's his balance? Oh, boom, they got the balance. And then they talk about fees with the checking account and all that. I go, wait a second. Has any fees been taken out of his savings account? No, I'm looking. I don't see anything this month. No, I don't see anything. And that is when I realized that our lives are on display to any bank teller. I don't know about you guys, but I do direct payment to things out of my bank account. So if I go to Target, or if I buy something from Victoria's Secret, or if I eat at the Heifer House, they can see that. You know, we're all worried about doctors and your medical privacy and the CIA and the government. Your bank teller, anybody at a bank, can look at your statement. They didn't need a password. I would just say, here's my name, WACHS. Can you look it up? Yeah, I can look it up. Now, sometimes you have to give them your account number. Maybe, I don't know my account number. They can look it up. There's no password protection. Now, some of you may work at a bank and go, no. All we see is money withdrawn. We don't see where it went. I don't think that's the case. Because online, when I do my online banking, it says check number 1234. I click on it, and it says Balloons R Us or Chocolate R Us or whatever. And you could see the checks are, you could see everything I do. And nobody's talking about that. If you want a lack of privacy, it's that. Now, that is going to work to my advantage because I asked them, I go, look, okay, so my son's opening up a checking account. This will still be a joint account, right? I'll still have access to it. They go, oh, absolutely. They didn't even flinch when I asked if I could have full access to my son, who's a grown-up. He's an adult now. His account. So my guess is bank accounts are open season. So if any of you guys are starting to notice that you're getting these ads for clothes or extra large underwear, that's what I'm getting. I'm getting extra large underwear ads. You should see the bra ads that pop up on my screen. I'm like, okay, I may be double D. I'm not F or G. What makes you think that? Well, if somebody is looking at my bank account and seeing what I bought, now, I don't put that on the memo of a check. If I write a check, I don't say for a bra that was double D cup 36. I don't do that. I'll usually pay by credit card. But all receipts are electronic. I'm just thinking that there's some people watching every single thing we buy and every single thing we do. Like, I bought some hemorrhoid cream at Walgreens. Somebody can see that. Keep that on the down low. I like my privacy. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you guys have heard that robots are growing many organs in a lab from human stem cells. And people say this is going to be huge, as it's a secret weapon in our fight against disease. Yay, we can make mini kidneys, we can make little mini organoids. And the robots were able to do the work so much quicker, so much more efficient, didn't call out sick. And so we're starting to see robots displace humans in almost every industry. Now, they say the experiment that these robots were doing was to, and you know, some people ask how this stem cell thing works. Well, what they basically do to put it in very simple terms, is they could take a cell like your skin cell or some cell in your body, inject the proper genes, and it could turn into a pluripotent cell that could turn into an organ of the scientist's choice. Now, sometimes you'll grow other things or have other DNA in it that you don't want. But for those of us that need a transplant later, and we can't tolerate our neighbor's kidney, you know, because we reject it no matter how perfect a match it is, being able to grow your own new organs is really the way of the future. So we need scientists to do this. I'm not worried about them cloning another Dr. Dahlia. Honestly, if there's a second Dr. Dahlia out there, that's okay. I could take her. I'm not worried about that. But I would like extra organs, just in case I need one. I could use an extra kidney. I could sure use another ovary. Lord have mercy. You hear how low my voice has been getting? This is ridiculous. I used to sound so feminine, and now I sound like this. I could sure use another ovary. So if they decide to make that in the lab, I'm game. I'm good with that. But they say, get this. According to Benjamin Friedman, a scientist at the University of Washington School of Medicine, a robot doesn't get tired, doesn't make mistakes. There's no question, for repetitive, tedious tasks like this, robots do a better job than humans. So in the study, a robotic system was used to grow kidney organoids from pluripotent stem cells, which could become any type of organ. And these little organoids, or mini organs, in many ways can behave like the organ they're designed to replicate, making them very important for biomedical research. The other thing, too, is let's say I want to study a new drug on the kidney. And I can't do that on a living human. But I need a living kidney. You could grow these little mini kidneys in the lab and watch to see what that drug does on that. So the robots were able to introduce the stem cells into plates containing 384 little microwells. And over the course of 21 days, they were able to nurture them into kidney organoids. They also used an automated system called single-cell RNA sequencing to identify the cells in the mini organs, revealing exactly what each one is made of. So, remember I told you guys how with knees, you know, years ago, somebody in Hampshire, England, they were able to take part of her knee cartilage, or part of her cartilage, grow it, and then implant it to give her new knee cartilage. Now, we don't know how much is going on with that, but we do know that there's knee reconstruction ligaments and tendons taken from other areas, put into the patient in another area without the fear of rejection. So this is pretty cool. It's not cool for those of us with science background or customer service background or teaching background. It's not cool when we think that our jobs could be replaced by robots. If you read the book Ready Player One, the movie didn't go into this sort of detail, but in the book, apparently the world in the next 10, 20 years allows online schooling. But not so much online, it's virtual. So the kid goes into his headset, his avatar is in a teaching space. The avatar has to take the test. Yeah, so I mean, you're operating the avatar, so obviously you have to learn it. You can't let somebody else be your avatar. Has to be you. Maybe it's through retinal scan or whatever. And so you don't even have to go to school and risk being shot. You could be in this virtual world and in these virtual chat rooms or virtual classrooms taking your test, doing your attendance, etc. And the way it was explained in Ready Player One is something that I could totally see being done in our society. Then schools don't have to pay for real estate. They don't have to pay for air conditioning. You could do this in your own home. And again, with school shootings, I think a lot of parents would like that. Keep my kid at home, let them go to school, and then they could go play sports afterwards. So every job out there could later be replaced by a robot. Oh, no, Dr. Wass, because people want human touch. Do they? Now we have sex robots. They're going to replace your spouse or lover with a robot. Now, for those of you who still don't believe me and think I'm blowing it out of my retroperitoneum, we have a London hospital replacing doctors with robots, we're being told today. A major London hospital called University College London Hospital in Bloomsbury, London, is going to pioneer the technology of AI, artificial intelligence, robots, to reduce waiting times and to ensure critical cases are treated sooner. They think services are going to be safer, quicker, and more efficient. Professor Brian Williams, Director of Research at UCLH's NHS Foundation Trust, claims AI could almost instantly assess a patient in A&E, which is their ER, who is breathless and needs an X-ray. This crucial time-saving step may allow patients in life-threatening conditions to be fast-tracked for immediate treatment. This was announced this week, and everybody's excited about it except us doctors. We're like, wait, what? Whoa? What? Wait. They say in March, only 84.5% of patients arriving in their ERs were seen within the target of 4 hours. This 8-year low is the worst since records began in 2010. Now, for those of you that don't care about what's happening in England, you need to. Because we are going to want to mimic our health system to be theirs once we go socialized. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the midterms or what's going to happen in 2020. I hope that we don't have somebody who wants to socialize medicine come into office. I'm scared to death of that. But when you have too many people, not enough providers, not enough money in the system, one way to save money is to automate. This will replace nurses, medical assistants, front desk clerks, medical records. This will replace everything, as well as doctors. Now, some of you will say, good, Dahlia, I am sick of waiting. Dr. Dahlia, I wait 4 or 5 hours for the doctor now. I'm sick of it. I don't blame you. I can't stand waiting. I run out of all my Candy Crush lives. I got things to do. I can't stand waiting also. I want my medication right then and there. Why can't a robot have my penicillin? I need my penicillin. They dispense my penicillin. I could go. I hate having to go to one medical provider. Then I have to go to the pharmacy. Then the pharmacy goes, oh, we don't have it yet. There was an issue with your insurance. For my hormone prescription, right, I went to my pharmacy 4 times before I finally got my prescription. It's ridiculous. Wasted time. I lost time off work because you're in line forever. Then you have to get an X-ray somewhere, so you have to go someplace for that. Your mammogram. Then you need to get a colonoscopy. You're going to 7 different places. Now, by the way, remember that mileage is tax deductible. So you might as well mark all that down when you do it. But, you know, people may want this. Remember, where there's demand, there's going to be supply. And if you could walk into a doctor's office, like you could walk into a McDonald's or whatever and kiosk what you need and what's going on, and you don't care about privacy, even though they'll say they're secure and encrypted and all that other stuff, you may be like, yeah, you know what? I got another UTI. If I have to see a medical provider here, I have a UTI, dispense me my cup, let me go to the bathroom, you know, dipstick my cup, run it, let me see the medical provider and get my medication. Or if you notice on the dipstick that it satisfies certain criteria, just give me the medicine so I don't have to see the medical provider. Now, this is where it gets tricky, and this is where I have my panties all up in a bunch. I can't tell you how many times I heard somebody who thought they had a bladder infection, had some blood in their urine, ended up actually having cervical cancer or endometrial cancer. They thought it was a bladder infection because something felt funny down there, and they had blood in the urine. But maybe the blood in the urine was coming from the vagina, and so it poured into the urine cup when you peed. So when somebody comes in with a bladder infection, yeah, that may seem like the easiest thing. Remember I had in the ER someone with a bladder infection that ended up actually having a heart attack? She felt nauseous, and that was my clue. So you need people there to go, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not following the algorithm. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this is ridiculous. There's a Florida city who has to apologize because a text alert went out. Okay, not to the degree of Hawaii, but get this. People were warned of zombie activity during a power outage. Who would believe that? Now, some people may, because we've been using the term zombie because of these K2 spice. I don't want to use the word outbreaks, but clusters of cases where people are running around New York City, Brooklyn area, looking like zombies. But they say residents of a Florida city, I believe it was Lake Worth, received a surprising text alert during a power outage on Sunday. Apparently a fan of The Walking Dead appeared to hijack the emergency alert system. Decided to entertain themselves and others at about 1:41 a.m. on Sunday. This was the text. Power outage and zombie alert for residents of Lake Worth and Terminus. Now, Terminus was a city in The Walking Dead. There are now far less than 7,380 customers involved due to extreme zombie activity. Restoration time uncertain. Now, this is stupid. Lake Worth, the city spokesperson Ben Kerr, later posted an update in a Facebook group dedicated to the community, saying officials were investigating the folks' alerts. And he wants to reiterate that Lake Worth does not have any zombie activity currently. Apparently, 7,800 customers lost power during Sunday's outage. It was then restored within 30 minutes. We don't know why. But it's a town of 34,900, has a huge Oktoberfest, Finnish Heritage Festival, and somebody thought it was funny to make it look like they have a zombie infestation. Stupid. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Five Connecticut students have been hospitalized after eating tainted cookies. A 15-year-old girl has been arrested, according to Fox News. Yesterday, when she and her classmates were sent to the hospital, she allegedly gave them cookies laced with a foreign substance. The teen has not been identified, but was charged with five counts of risk of injury to a minor. The students who attend Hamden High School reportedly believe they were eating marijuana cookies. They were allegedly sent to the school nurse after appearing to be on drugs. Then they were taken to Yale New Haven Hospital out of precaution. So it might have been spice. It might have been synthetic marijuana. The students advised the high school administration staff of police that prior to becoming ill, they consumed, quote, marijuana cookies. This is according to Fox 61. The accused teen is scheduled to appear in juvenile court. You know, the whole idea of people being duped into taking something or drinking something, I don't think parents in schools warn kids enough. I mean, you know how many times I would be at a bar or a sports pub, you know, with other students, and somebody would be like, hey, I got you a drink. It's like, oh, man, thank you. Oh, you bought my drink? Dude, I'll get the next one. Hey, no problem. And I would be handed a drink. Anything could have been put in that. Anything. What is it? Oh, it's a Sprite, or it's a rum and coke, or it's a, you know, whatever. Oh, sounds good. And especially if you have been drinking, you're not going to care. That's some scary stuff. So, you know, with patients, I would teach the young kids that were coming in, you know, for sports physicals, even boys. And I would say, look, don't drink anything that you didn't open yourself. Don't let somebody grab you a Coke. You do it yourself. You pour it yourself. If it looks like you're at a party and it's a 2-liter bottle that's been open, no. Or bring your own can. But do not let somebody give you something. Well, same thing with cookies. Oh, I got cookies. Oh, what's in them? Marijuana. Ooh. Well, who would lie about that? They're already lying. You know, they're already doing high-risk behavior that it's, you know, ooh, this is a marijuana cookie. I mean, they could lie that there's no marijuana, but who would think that there would be something more dangerous than that? Our kids are getting into stupid. You got to be careful. Speaking of stupid, get this. We're being told that drug users are dumping thousands of used needles in New York City parks. They say junkies, according to Fox News, have been dumping some 5,000 used needles in a week, 5,000 used needles a week in parks across the Bronx. I don't like the term junkies that they use, but people, I guess, shooting up, okay? Because there are some that do it for real pain reasons, but this has now prompted desperate city officials to install dozens of syringe disposal kiosks in hope of cleaning up the dangerous mess. So now we have to have biohazard needle containers throughout our city parks for people to dump their needle in. I'm very curious as to what the beaches look like in California. Stepping on a hypodermic needle, oh my gosh. They say there's been a dramatic gain in the number of syringes found in parks in the Bronx in recent years because of the ongoing opioid epidemic. The 60 kiosks will be locked trash boxes placed in the hardest-hit Bronx parks and part of a $60 million, quote, Healing NYC program to combat the drug plague. The plan will also include outreach from needle exchange programs to users who shoot up in parks. They say everyone deserves parks are safe and clean. Our goal is to protect parkgoers and to offer a helping hand to those struggling with addiction. He added the program will be modeled after similar initiatives in Seattle and Vancouver, Canada. Among the 16 impacted parks is St. Mary's in Mont Haven, which is the largest park in South Bronx, and a bunch of others. Now, they say officials couldn't say how many needles a typical addict runs through per day, since it varies by level of addiction, as well as the type and amount of drug injected. So, again, they could be, you know, I mean, I don't know if they're, you know, calculating their BMI and their weight and the proper amount that they need to aspirate, and they need to aspirate into the syringe and then inject. So many times it's not an exact science. So sometimes it could be too much, sometimes it could be too little. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Starbucks has had to clarify their loitering policy. Since two African-American men were arrested for being on the property waiting for another person and refusing to buy something and needing to use a bathroom, this prompted Starbucks to have a new policy saying anybody could use this cafe or the restrooms without making a purchase. So they're opening up their doors and patios to non-paying customers. The problem is people are concerned that homeless people may sleep there. You get free Wi-Fi at Starbucks, so people could just go there for the Wi-Fi, and so paying customers won't have a place to sit. This could really ruin Starbucks' business. You know, it's very interesting. I was just at a pizza place yesterday, and there was a sign saying bathrooms are for paying customers only. You see that sign all the time. Bathrooms are for paying customers. It's just, you know, things are different now. And again, you know, we talked about how it got to the point where they, you know, the manager called the police. Rather than the manager, you know, taking it, I guess, to their step, they, you know, got authorities involved. Which, I would rather somebody get a third party involved rather than they try to kick somebody out who's not paying or maybe loitering, etc. Unfortunately, that person ended up losing their job. Two people got arrested that might not have had to get arrested, and it was just one big cluster all the way around. So Starbucks now allows, fine, you can use our bathroom. But they had to update the guest policy. And that's an update where you cannot take a nap. You cannot be disruptive. You cannot smoke. You cannot use drugs or alcohol or sleep inside the cafes. We want our stores to be the third place, a warm and welcoming environment where customers can gather and connect. When using a Starbucks space, we respectfully request that customers behave in a manner that maintains a warm and welcoming environment. By using spaces as intended, being considerate of others, communicating with respect, acting responsibly. Starbucks and employees should contact the police if a situation presents immediate danger and can request that a customer be prohibited from returning to Starbucks stores. Now, you know that on May 29th, the company is going to close all of its 8,000 company-owned restaurants to address bias, all right? And, but, you know, I just wonder how that's going to go. If you could go get free Wi-Fi at Starbucks and you don't have to buy an expensive cup of coffee. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you can do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're being told that a new volcanic eruption in Hawaii is spewing more lava into the ocean, according to ABC News. Kilauea, the volcano in Hawaii that has been erupting now for 3 weeks, exploded again last night. And the lava flow from one of its fissures is now threatening a geothermal plant. So the latest eruption occurred around 5:51 p.m. local time, according to the Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency, citing a report from the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. They say eruptive lava activity of multiple fissures continues with one flow entering the ocean. The agency said in a post on Facebook, Fissure 22 continues to produce most of the lava feeding the flows. Now, the 1,100-degree lava was gushing from multiple fissures, sending methane gas and flames shooting up through numerous cracks in the ground and sparking brush fires. Magma has been gurgling out of some of the fissures on the east rift of the Kilauea volcano at more than 3,500 cubic feet per second, forming a roaring red-hot river 4 miles long down to the Pacific Ocean, according to ABC News. Lava from Fissure 22 breached the property of the Puna Geothermal Venture. That's where county, state, and federal partners, quote, have been collaborating closely to monitor the situation and work with PGV to ensure the safety of the surrounding communities. PGV is the Puna Geothermal Venture. Now, the plant supplies 25% of the power for the Big Island. Officials are worried that if lava flows into one of the plant's wells, it could cause the release of dangerous hydrogen sulfide gas. Now, for those of you still not familiar with where this is happening on the outer peninsula of the Big Island, near Hilo. You have Kona, Hilo, Honoka. The Hilo, if I'm pronouncing it right, this is more near Hilo. And it's right along where the volcano is. It's near the coast. And so whether it's 4 miles away or less, that's a lot. At least it's not within the inner part of the island. If it was among the inner part of the island, that could be causing a lot more issues. Now, we talked about how if the lava meets the water, don't just sit there and watch and try to surf the waves, and you need to stay the hell away from that. Because when lava meets seawater, we call it lase, and it spews hydrochloric acid and volcanic glass. This is bad for your lungs, bad for your eyes, bad for the skin. Now, last thing we need is this hitting a power plant. Residents in the affected areas should be prepared to leave the area with little notice due to gas or lava inundation. So I'm still surprised people are anywhere in the Pacific. I mean, I'd be going to Seattle. I don't think I would be anywhere near Hawaii. I don't care if I'm on Oahu or Maui. But, I mean, you know, Hawaii's are tough. So they say the crisis at the geothermal plant, which is the latest in a series of emergencies that have occurred since Kilauea exploded with a vengeance earlier in the month. They say the new hazards came a day after officials warned that the lava was flowing to the ocean, making this lase that we just talked about. So officials cut off access to the coastal area, so no beach going, where the lase was heavy, and passed out some 1,800 respirators to local residents. Now, owners of farms near the flowing fissures, they're worried because they don't want ash to coat the crops. They have pasture grass, cows, sheep, horse need to graze and breathe. According to one of the local farmers, Susan, she says, I've got several friends that grow vegetable crops. The sulfur dioxide destroys their lettuce and Swiss chard. No one has a bar big enough to really protect all the animals that are in the pasture. You worry about the water troughs with the ash getting in there. You worry about the pasture grass that they're feeding on, that it will have ash on it. So, again, I don't know what they've done in the past. I mean, my guess is Hawaii has been dealing with volcanoes forever. This is something that's very, very common. And I'm sure Hawaiians and residents are used to this. But I don't think they're used to a volcano of this magnitude. And now that you have homes nearby and a lot more growth, you know, before you would, you know, only be on the outskirts or near Honolulu or Waikiki Beach or whatever. I mean, there's more densely populated areas that they think aren't near active volcanoes. Something like this, I'm not sure why they didn't predict this and why there'd be so many homes unless this is just something that's par for the course. And, you know, Hawaiians are tough, and they're like, we're good. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, we have a rabid cat that bit two people in Apex. Now, I think we're looking at North Carolina. A rabid cat. Now, a lot of us have little kitty cats. I have 5 kitty cats. Those are kitty cats. Okay, do I have to go through all the names? No. Okay. But according to the Wake County Communications Office, there's a cat that was found near Olive Chapel Road that was rabid. Officials say Wake County Animal Control officers captured the cat and took it to the North Carolina State Laboratory Public Health, tested positive for rabies. Now, the residents bitten by the cat are currently being treated with preventative care. They're going to be probably given an immunoglobulin to block the rabies and block, hopefully, the virus from settling in a nerve and then transferring to the brain. But right now, Wake County advises residents to never handle wildlife or stray animals. Now, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we've been hearing a lot of rabid cases. Rabid, not rabbit, okay? You ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. All right, I said rabid, but anyway. So there were rabid coyotes. There were some rabid dogs. I think there was a cougar attack that killed somebody or two people the other day. So we're hearing more about these animal attacks. And unfortunately, when it comes to rabies, an animal could bite and become aggressive because obviously they're in a bad mood. They have an infection attack in the brain. And they salivate. And when the saliva gets into your body, it transmits rabies. So animals that are rabid will have plenty of time to infect others before they die of their own issues. And then those animals can therefore spread the rabies. So with summer approaching, officials are reminding the public that the chances of encountering animals that could transmit the rabies increase as the temperatures warm up. So they say when pets are outside, keep them in a fenced-in area or on a leash. Otherwise, they could get bit by something. Do not leave food outside for pets because it's also going to attract wildlife. If you see a wild or unfamiliar animal, do not approach it. Oh, but it looks so cute. There was like a wild pig on the road. I think we're in Alaska. And my husband decides to pull off the road to say hi. I was screaming, not that pigs usually carry rabies. Like, why the heck would you go near a pig? I haven't married to you. Okay, don't go there. Don't go there. That the animal showing signs of rabies should be reported to local animal control as soon as possible. Also, don't forget about the bats. Infected bats could also spread rabies. If you find a bat in a living space in your home, you've got to call animal control. Do not let the bat out of your house. That's interesting, because if I saw a bat, if there was a bat flying around, I would be freaked out. I would open the window and say, get out. They say, don't. Contain it. Invite it over to dinner. Offer it some tea. Wait till authorities come in and let them get the bat. Now, how do you know if your pet has rabies? So, according to the animal control officials, if a wild animal showing signs of rabies bites your pet or draws blood, your pet's exposed. Pets that have had a rabies vaccine needs to get a booster shot within 72 hours of the bite. So even if your animal is rabies vaccinated, it still may not be enough. So your animal will start acting funny. Their appetite may be down. They may start being grumpy. So that's hard because I got cats. I mean, they are just ruder than the... I mean, they are just mean. This one, my latest cat that I adopted from my boss, all she does is yell and snarl. I still go over and give her kissies, but she just is, I mean, I thought she was rabid. I've had her now for like 6 months. She's not. She's just mean. She's just a witch. All right. Protect your little animals, my little Uzi. Got a little puppy dog. Uzi! I don't want her tushy getting bit. She's a little baby. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Shipping, processing, return, postage, extra, auto ship, and other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and the bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial ** and the number 646. Dial *646.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.